The following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Buffaloes will inbound underneath their own basket. Schonifer will give it for Bartling. Back to Schonifer. Schonifer will give it off on the drive. Zach Johnson will score. And Tanner Cavity high-fiving his team over there.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader in Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Enix will get the inbounds. They get to the free throw line here for Beavers. Beavers finds a backdoor cut. That's Fisher. And Fisher's going to lay it up and in. Nice little backdoor cut. And Addie Fisher is able to just lay that one in.
The winner of tonight's boys contest takes control of the conference race as both are unbeaten coming into tonight's game. The girls matchup features two of the top four seeds in next week's conference tournament. High quality hoops is on display this Friday night in the FKC. It's the Eagles and Buffaloes coming up next. But first, a new Tex Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Elm Creek for a great Fort Kearney Conference girl-boy doubleheader here on Classy Hits 98.9 FM. Randy Bushkutta with you. So glad you could join us for what has been a highly anticipated basketball game coming up on the boys' side. Both Overton and Elm Creek at 13-2. They will be the top two seeds in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament, which we'll have for you next week on our sister station, ESPN 1460. And on the girls' side, we still anticipate a very competitive contest. Overton comes in 11-5, Elm Creek at 9-6. And again, when you compare some scores, you really kind of see how balanced these two basketball games very well could be. You know, again, Overton may be a bit of a favorite in the girls' game. However, playing it at Elm Creek is going to balance that out a little bit. And we anticipate two great matchups here tonight as we are all set and ready to go for a great Friday night of basketball here in Elm Creek. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll set up the starters. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They'll be the home team, of course. They'll be in their home white uniforms. They have a record of 9-6. And their starters are Hannah Robbins, a 5'4 sophomore. And Robbins is averaging about 2.6 points per ball game. Shelby Brown, a 5'9 senior, is averaging an even 12 points per contest. Mackenzie Deo, a 5'5 freshman, and Deo is averaging just a shade over 6 points per ball game. Cassie Sutherland, a 5'5 senior, and Sutherland is averaging 8.7 points a contest. And Corinne Jonick, a 5'6 senior, will make the start tonight as well. She is averaging 7.7 points per ball game for head coach Mike Ford. As we mentioned, Elm Creek comes in 9-6 on the year. Next up for the Overton Eagles, of course, they'll be in their road blue uniforms, and their starters are going to be Danny Jewett, a 5'8 junior. She is averaging 6.2 points per ball game. Leading scorer for either team is going to be Kinsey Enix, a 5'7 senior. Enix is averaging 22.9 points per ball game. Addie Fisher, a 5'6 senior, will make the start as well. She's averaging 5.1 points per ball game. Abby Miller, a 5'6 senior. Miller is averaging 5.5 points a contest. And Madison Beavers, a 5'9 senior, is averaging 8.3 points per ball game for head coach Chelsea Losey. And those are your starters, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll take another quick break, and we'll talk a little bit about the Fort Kearney Conference Girls and Boys Basketball Tournament, which we'll have for you next week on our sister station, ESPN 1460. We'll give you the brackets, talk about that, and we'll continue with a new Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Buffaloes playing host Overton in a girl-boy doubleheader here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Glad you could join us for coverage of the games. And, of course, the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament getting started in earnest tomorrow. We'll have some 8, 9, 7, 10 games, those bunny bracket games that will be going on tomorrow night. And let's take a look at the bracket, obviously, with the girls' game. Let's start with the girls first, as it'll be Loomis and Axtell playing in Loomis tomorrow at 6 o'clock in a girls' game. The winner of that game will be taking on Overton. Overton is the number 2 seed in the conference tournament, and Overton will host the winner of that game Monday night at 7:30 in Overton. The 8-9 game tomorrow will be Pleasanton and Elwood. That'll be taking place in Pleasanton. The winner then will be taking on Wilcox-Hildreth in Wilcox on Monday night. And the winner of that game will play Wilcox-Hildreth. The other game in Wilcox Monday night will be these Elm Creek Buffaloes. They are the number 4 seed. They'll be taking on 5th seed at SEM. That game is scheduled for 6 o'clock on Monday. The number 3 seed is Eustis Farnham. They'll be taking on Amherst. That game will be in Overton Monday night at 6. And then, of course, Overton, as we mentioned, at 7:30, will take on the Loomis Axtell winner on Monday. Then on Thursday, the girls will hit the court at the Viero Event Center, as we'll have the semifinals. And both of those games will be on our sister station on ESPN 1460, as we'll have all those games for you. And don't forget, they're also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com and also at ESPNSuperstation.com as well. So they'll be on the World Wide Web wherever you are for all the semifinals beginning Thursday, and then we'll have the boys' semifinals for you Friday. All the consolation games and all the championship games as well will be on ESPN 1460. On the boys' side, Pleasanton will be the number 9 seed. They'll be taking on Eustace Farnham tomorrow in one of those play-in games. That'll be in Pleasanton at 7:30. The winner of that game will be taking on top-seeded Elm Creek. That game will be right here in Elm Creek on Tuesday at 7:30. The Loomis SEM game will be taking place in Loomis, even though Loomis is the 10 seed, SEM the 7 seed. That will be tomorrow night at 7:30. The winner of that game will be taking on Overton in Overton on Tuesday at 7:30 as well. Other brackets for you, Amherst, the number 4 seed. They'll be taking on 5th seeded Axtell. That'll be in Elm Creek, and obviously the winner of the Amherst-Axtell game will be taking on probably the top seed Elm Creek if they're able to survive against the Bunny Bracket winner. And that game will be Tuesday, as we mentioned, their quarterfinal game. And then the semifinals will be Friday beginning at 6:15. The other game, Wilcox-Hildreth, they are the number 3 seed. They'll be taking on 6-seeded Elmwood beginning at 6 o'clock. And the winner of that game more than likely will be facing Overton in the semifinals on Friday at the Viero Event Center. And again, all the boys' games Friday night from the Viero Event Center will also be on our sister station on ESPN 1460. We'll have all the consolation games for you on Saturday, all the championship games for you as well. So from the semifinals, both the girls and the boys, the consolation and the champion games, all of that is coming up next week on our sister station on ESPN 1460. And as you can tell, a pretty good crowd starting to form here in Overton, because, again, the top 2 seeds in the boys' bracket will be doing battle here in just a little bit, and that's probably what's drawing in most of the people into tonight's game. But the girls' game should be pretty interesting as well. As we mentioned, Elm Creek 9-6 taking on Overton, who's 11-5. Should be a great matchup between these two teams coming up here in just a little bit. So we're excited for the girls' game as well, but really one of the marquee matchups around the state in Class D basketball is going to be tonight, as Elm Creek will be taking on the Overton Eagles, and that'll be a great matchup and obviously has some implications. But again, they may very well face off facing each other again next Saturday at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. We're going to step away. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank. And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader, and we are underway as the opening tip is going to be controlled here by Elm Creek. Buffaloes bringing the offensive zone, and with it is Sutherland. Sutherland gives it off on the left side here for Shelby Brown. Bounce pass on the left wing here for Junk, and they're going to go with a little zone here, a little penetration in the lane. Shot is up and no good by Shelby Brown, but Brown is going to be heading to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm, putting up the shot. So nice little job of attacking here for Elm Creek, and the foul is going to be whistled on Danny Jewett. So Jewett going to be whistled for her first foul, and we've got a couple of free throws coming up here, and it is up and good for Shelby Brown. So Brown with two shots. The first one is up and good, so already a lead here for Elm Creek in the early stages. The second free throw rolls around, and that one is also perfect, as it's a 2-0 lead as Elm Creek capitalizes on their first possession. Kenzie Enix off of the little screen is going to be fouled. Reaching in there is going to be Mackenzie Deo, and Deo with the reach, and that one was a pretty easy foul to call there. So we're only 22 seconds in. First possession of the game here for Overton. And bounce pass on the left side, as they'll get the ball out there for Kenzie Enix. And on the dribble now is Jewett. Jewett picks up her dribble, and she's stopped there by Deo. She'll hand it off here for Kenzie Enix. Enix lost the ball, got it back, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. They're going to say that she lost it and it wasn't knocked away by Elm Creek. So that'll be an Overton turnover. So nice defense there, but Overton's going to try to return the favor, and they're going full court pressure here. They're going man-to-man. Yeah, Shelby Brown now will get it to the middle of the court to Deo. Deo has a 3-on-2. She'll bounce pass it right side. Here's a long jumper by Jonk, and she'll hit the shot. Korean Jonk is able to stroke in the long two, had her toes on the line. And Elm Creek back in that zone defense. Fisher's going to drive the baseline, kick it back out here for Beavers, and Beavers' shot is up and good. Madison Beavers with her first 2 points of the game. And that pass nearly intercepted, but Jonk is able to come up with it. So Jonak is open on the baseline. They leave her alone. She'll fire the quick jumper. It is no good. And the rebound now is up in the hands of Kinsey Enix. Enix is going to drive, and she's going to be heading to the free throw line as she was fouled. Now, very quickly after getting that rebound, Jewett was able to kick it up ahead, and on the run was Enix, and now Enix will have a couple of free throws. And the free throw is up and good. So first point of the ball game for both teams comes from the free throw line. Enix hits the first of two free throws here. I misspoke. They had a field goal earlier. Now the second free throw rolls around. It is no good. And the rebound comes out here to Elm Creek. Sutherland snags the bound, and she'll bring it across the timeline after everybody clears. Hannah Robbins kicks left side. A little penetration here by Brown. She'll kick it back out for Jonak. Out for Brown. Brown in the lane. Little floater up and good. Shelby Brown, nice little floater. And she has 4 points here in the ball game. And it's 6-3. Elm Creek with the lead. Overton gets it down low. It's tipped around and then stolen out of there. That'll be an Overton turnover. They just couldn't quite handle the pass. And in the offensive zone come the Buffaloes. Robbins gets it on the baseline here for Jonak. And they'll kick it back out here for Brown. Brown bounce pass almost intercepted, but Robbins is able to pick it up. Brown now kicks it out, and she'll screen to Deo, and Deo will hit the jumper. Mackenzie Deo strokes in the jumper. She got the nice little handoff, and there was a screen and a nice pass all in one fell swoop. And it's 8-3, and now a long three-pointer. No good for Overton as Kinsey Enix couldn't quite hit the three. Extra pass on the inside. Shot no good. They missed the putback on the inside. And we're going to have a reach whistled after the rebound was pulled out of there by Abby Miller. So Miller pulled down the rebound, and she was fouled. And she'll be heading to the free throw line for a couple of shots. So Miller is going to shoot two free throws, and that is the second foul on Mackenzie Deo. Free throw is up and no good. So So checking out is going to be Deo. She'll come out of the game, and Shelby Ferguson checking in for her as Deo is in a little bit of early foul trouble here. Second free throw by Miller is on the way, and it hits nothing but the bottom of the net. And it's 8-4. Elm Creek facing some pressure. Shelby Brown, a little jump stop, is able to let traffic clear, and it's in the offensive zone now. Jonek is going to fire the long three. It is no good. Rebound up ahead here to Kinsey Enix. Enix is going to drive. Shot no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Jonak. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout. Exactly 5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. It's 8-4. Elm Creek with the lead over Overton. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back here to Elm Creek. The Buffaloes right now with an early lead in this one. And they've got the basketball, leading it 8-4. They called a timeout a moment ago, facing some pressure. Sutherland has her pass stolen away, but there's a foul inside. So I think that foul is going to be on Elm Creek trying to get the ball back. Yes, it is. So Elm Creek turns it over in the face of that pressure, and then trying to get the ball back, Shelby Brown commits her first personal foul. So the Eagles to inbound. Kinsey Enix gives it to Jewett on the baseline. Jewett, a couple of dribbles, gives it to Abby Miller. Miller with a little drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound is up and good here for Overton as it goes to Abby Miller. And Miller was able to make the putback. And with 4:42 to go, the lead is now down to two. Another pass that's knocked out of bounds, and Overton was able to now inbound it. And it was last touched by Elm Creek, so Elm Creek with a couple of turnovers here. And the inbounds pass knocked loose, but tracking it down is the Eagles. Madison Beavers comes up with it, kicks it left side, and Danny Jewett's going to hit about a 12-foot jumper on the left wing. So after handling the basketball, they were able to hit the shot. Now we're tied at eight. Dangerous pass up ahead. And it looked to me like it was off of Elm Creek, but they're going to say that Overton was last to touch it. Nearly intercepted by Madison Beavers. I thought Beavers hit it. Well, I know she hit it, but then I thought it went off of Shelby Ferguson and out of bounds. In any event, it will be Buffalo basketball. They have in the offensive zone. Been a while since they actually got it across midcourt. A couple of turnovers turned into a couple of baskets. Right wing with it is Jonick, and they'll pass it through the hands of Robbins. Robbins is able to track it down. She's working against the pressure here by Jewett. Off the screen on the dribble here is going to be Sutherland, and Sutherland's pass on the inside is knocked out of bounds by a hustling Kinsey Enix. So the Buffaloes will inbound on the baseline. We're tied at eight. We're nearing the midway point of quarter number one. And to toss it in, Sutherland, she'll get it off right side. Open for the long jumper is going to be Ferguson, and we got a foul on the rebound. A little push in underneath, and that, I believe, is going to go against Overton. Yes, it is, and that will be on Abby Miller. And so that will be Miller's first foul of the ball game. The inbounds will result in a jumper here by Robbins. Robbins missed it. Long outlet pass after the rebound, and Fisher is going to be fouled. I'll tell you what, Abby Miller pulled down that rebound and very quickly got the ball up court. And it results in an opportunity to score here. They couldn't hit the layup, but the foul is called on Hannah Robbins, and that's going to be the second foul on Robbins. So Robbins in a little bit of foul trouble. Deo already has a couple of fouls as well. So two starters in foul trouble here for Elm Creek. And the free throw by Addie Fisher is up and good. And so she makes the first one, and we are untied. It's now 9-8. First lead of the ball game here for Overton, and she makes both free throws. And that allows Overton to put the pressure on. Sutherland's pass is near midcourt, now passed up ahead, and Jonah can't come up with it. That'll be another Elm Creek turnover, and then they turn it right back over to Overton. Quick little jumper. Up, no good, trying to save it after the miss, and it's into the hands of Sutherland. She's going to step back, fire a long jumper. That one will not fall. And they'll work it back around the perimeter here. Then it's stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Sutherland. So Sutherland forces the turnover. And they'll kick it right back out here for Junk. And she'll fire the three. No good. Saved, but into the hands of Kinsey Enix. Enix pass up ahead. On the run is Miller. Miller lost the ball, and now it's going to go out of bounds. So both teams with some opportunities, but both teams turn it over a couple of times as well. And with 3:10 to go in quarter number one, it's 10-8. Overton with their first lead, but Elm Creek will inbound it after the ball goes out of bounds on the Eagles. They're facing that pressure. They double-team it. Ball is loose. Picking up the loose basketball here is going to be Carlson. And then Carlson takes an extra step trying to get started, and she'll turn it right back over. So Overton forces the turnover, and then they turn it over themselves. Sutherland, long pass in the offensive zone. They get it to Shelby Brown. Brown's going to drive, and we're going to have a block that's going to be called on the inside. And Abby Miller going to be called for the foul. And for Miller, that is going to be her second foul. They're going to say it was before the shot. She put a shot up, but they're going to say it was before she got it off. And so Elm Creek is going to inbound it. 10-8. Elm Creek down by a bucket. 5-second count going on. They get it in to Sydney Martin, who checked in. Martin's going to drive the lane. It's bouncing around. It's up and good. So nice job there by Martin as she's able to tie things up. And now Elm Creek's going to drop back into a zone at midcourt. Across the timeline is Kinsey Enix. They enter it inside for Jewett. Jewett turnaround jumper is no good. And the basketball rebounded out there, but then turned over. Enix is going to lay it up and in. Bad pass after the rebound, and she's going to lay it up and in. The rebound originally by Jonek, and now Jonek on the baseline. She'll fire a quick jumper. It is no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Will not fall. Another rebound, but now we've got a foul. Another offensive rebound by Shelby Brown, and Brown missed a couple of putbacks, but that will get her to the free throw line for two shots. The foul on Miller. Check that. It's on Jewett, and that's going to be the second foul on Jewett. So the free throw rolls around and is good for Shelby Brown. Brown on the season is about a 61% free throw shooter. And she makes the first of two. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes both of them, and we're tied at 12. 2:12 to go in quarter number one. Kinsey Enix gets a screen, top of the key. She'll kick right side for Madison Beavers. Beavers is working against some pressure here by Ferguson. Quick little jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound, and it's up and in for Kinsey Enix. So Kinsey Enix is able to make the putback there. And again, Overton has that two-point lead. That's their largest lead of the game. They've led a couple of times. Brown, bounce pass, right wing for Ferguson. She'll give it out to the elbow. Sydney Martin is going to kick it out. Three-pointer top of the key, no good. Ball on the ground for the rebound. And I think that's probably going to end up being a held ball, and it is. And the possession arrow is pointing to Overton. So they'll get the basketball with plenty of time to do something with it. 97 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Kinsey Enix off the screen. 17-foot jumper right side. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall. And finally coming out of there with it for Elm Creek is going to be Shelby Brown. Brown pulls down the rebound after a couple of misses there. And now left side jumper by Jonick. No good. Rebound in for Ferguson. And they'll give it off here for Sutherland. Sutherland's jumper is no good. Snagging the rebound is Beavers. She's on the run. Beavers takes it all the way down the baseline. And bounce pass. There's going to be a foul on the inside. Neither team shooting the ball exceptionally well here. And it is going to be a block that is called on Sutherland. That will be her first. And Kinsey Enix gets the inbounds, nearly fouled. She's dribbling in through some trouble, and she'll put up a little floater. It's up and in, and she'll head to the free throw line with a chance to finish a three-point play. Almost had it stolen away, just kind of found a little open area and hit a nice little runner. Not exactly a jump stop, just a nice little runner, and she was able to float it over the top of Sutherland. Sutherland called for the foul, And she will be able to finish off the three-point play. She makes the shot there. And Overton now with a five-point lead. Final minute of the first quarter. Up ahead, Junk going to fire the jumper. Bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound is up and good there for Shelby Brown. So Brown is able to make the putback after that missed jumper on the left side. Kinsey Enix now kicks right wing. Madison Beavers has it, enters it in the lane. Turnaround jumper won't fall here for Mackenzie Beavers. Another offensive rebound by Beavers, and that one's up and in. So nice job there by Beavers. Ball's on the ground, and it's going to be a long outlet pass. 20 seconds left. Elm Creek in the offensive zone. Ferguson kicks left side. With it is Sutherland. Sutherland jumper's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Overton, so the Buffaloes will inbound it with 13.7 to go. Anna Oreda going to check in here for the Buffaloes. Coming on out is going to be Jonak, and inbounding is Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland gets it in for Oreda. Back out to Sutherland. She's going to fire a long two, and she'll hit the two. Jumper up and good. 5 seconds to go. And a half-court shot at the buzzer for Enix, and that will do it for the first quarter of play. It is 19-16. Overton with the lead, and we'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. The Lady Buffaloes are trailing at 19-16 against Overton. Overton 11-5 on the season. Elm Creek 9-6. Elm Creek led much of the first quarter. But then Overton built a five-point lead, but now it's the Buffaloes who have the basketball. They'll dribble left. The inbounds play on that left side. Little runner up and good. What a nice play there by Deo. As Deo was able to dribble, hit a left-handed shot off glass on the right wing, and she'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play and get us all tied up. Nice little drive. And by the way, the foul is going to be whistled on Abby Miller, and for Miller, that is going to be her third personal foul. The free throw rolls around and is no good. And snagging the bound out of there is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix in the offensive zone, on the bounce, gives it off on the right side here for Beavers. Beavers' 12-foot jumper will not fall. Beavers gets her own rebound, misses. Another offensive rebound. That one's no good for Carlson, and now we've got a foul on the inside. Well, Overton hasn't scored yet, but they still are going to be at the free throw line, and there was some pretty good work in there underneath. As Carlson got an offensive rebound and also an offensive rebound by Addie Fisher. And now Fisher will be going to the free throw line, shooting two. The shot is up and no good. The foul, by the way, is on Cassie Sutherland. So Sutherland now has three fouls as well. So she has three. Hannah Robbins has two. Mackenzie Deo has two for Elm Creek. Abby Miller has three. You know, so there's some real foul trouble out there. So Fisher is able to make the free throw. And now the pass on the inside. Shot is up. No good here for Shelby Brown. Brown missed the shot. Coming out with it is Alex Carlson for Overton. Kinsey Enix, nice little ball fake. A 15-foot jumper for her. That is off. No good. And we got a foul in on the inside. Again, coming up with the basketball and trying to put up the shot is Kinsey Enix. And now Enix will go to the line after the foul is whistled. Now on Deo, that's going to be her third foul. So Enix at the line. Free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of two. And Enix is a 71% free throw shooter. She's got a complete game. She's averaging almost 23 points per ball game, and a fair number of those coming from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. So 4-point lead for the Eagles. Elm Creek breaks the press. Give it for Jonak on the right side, and she'll hit the three. Corinne Jonak drains the three-pointer. She now has 5 points in the ball game. Long outlet pass in transition. Addie Fisher is going to answer right back for Overton. Inside the three-point arc, and now Kinsey Enix makes the steal. She'll lay it up and in. Bad pass, and it's going to be stolen by Enix, and she point-blank is able to just lay that one up and in. And now a little turnover here for Elm Creek as well. In transition, Sage Martin maybe a little bit too quick with that jump stop. And so we'll see if Overton can add to their 5-point lead. Long pass, baseline jumper for Madison Beavers, no good. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Sage Martin. So Martin is able to track down the rebound, and they'll give it inside, and we're going to have a block that's whistled on Overton. That'll be on Madison Beavers. So Beavers will be called for the foul with 6:26 to go. It's 26-21. Overton with a 5-point lead. Elm Creek will inbound underneath their own basket after the first foul of the game on Madison Beavers. And to toss it in here for Elm Creek is going to be Hannah Robbins. Robbins will slap the ball, get everybody in motion, and they'll get it off, and they got the play they wanted. Quick little jumper here by Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson can't come up with it, and we're going to have a foul after Hannah Robbins was able to pull down the rebound. So nice job there by Robbins being able to snag the rebound, and now she'll head to the line for a 1-and-1 after the foul is whistled on Addie Fisher. So Robbins' front end of the 1-and-1. It is up and good. 26-22, 4-point game with 6:21 to go. Robbins, a 45% free throw shooter, misses the second. Rebound out of there by Beavers. And Beavers kicks it up ahead in transition. Addie Fisher. Fisher's shot won't fall. The rebound is taken out of there by Ferguson, but Ferguson then turned the ball over. So Overton will inbound. And pressure in the inbounds is going to be Robbins, but they toss it in without much difficulty behind the arc. They get it out to Carlson. Carlson gives it to Addie Fisher. Gets it in the lane. Jumper by Mackenzie Beavers, no good. The shot won't fall. Now after the rebound, it's going to be kicked out for Addie Fisher. Another nice little rebound inside there for Mackenzie Beavers. And the shot then is missed. And now we've got a foul on the outlet pass. It's going to be whistled on Overton. And we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we're going to be shooting some free throws. A lot of contact in there. Not called, but these officials have been making a fair number of calls. Both teams with at least 8 team fouls, and we've only played about a minute of the second quarter. Well, 2 minutes, I guess. Free throw line. Back the iron. No good here for Sage Martin, as Martin missed the shot for Elm Creek. And it's rebounded out of there, so Overton has it in the offensive zone. They kick it right side here for Alex Carlson. Carlson with a quick little jumper, no good. Rebound in underneath, and then a travel. So Mackenzie Beavers had it momentarily, but she wasn't able to control it there. And so that'll be a turnover after Beavers is able to pull down the rebound. And the inbounds over everybody's head. Elm Creek's going to turn it over. So that pressure by the Eagles, paying off some dividends here. As unofficially, I've got 10 turnovers. Off the inbounds, a 15-foot jumper on the left side here by Shelby Brown. Oh, check that, not Shelby Brown, but Addie Fisher, rather. It is up and no good. And a long rebound here after the miss, rebounded by Madison Beavers. Beavers gives it up ahead to Addie Fisher. Fisher's going to lay it up and in. Overton in transition again. And if you were taking a look at their shot chart, they got a lot of shots inside the lane. Shelby Brown's leading a 3-on-1 break, and good defense inside forces the turnover. Nice play there by Mackenzie Beavers, and Elm Creek turns the ball over. So So in the offensive zone, going to be Kinsey Enix. After another turnover off a screen, she'll pull up for a 15-foot jumper. It's bouncing around and good. Kinsey Enix, nice little floater from 15 feet. Got the screen on the high post, and now she makes the steal. The shot's up, no good. And a foul going to be whistled on Shelby Brown. And Enix will again go to the free throw line and have two shots after she was able to make the steal just a moment ago. So now 30-22, an 8-point lead here for Overton. And the free throw will make it a 9-point lead for the Eagles. 31-22. And Enix already with 15 points in the ball game. She averages about 23 a contest, and she's certainly on pace for that. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound to Shelby Brown. And Brown gave it away, gives it back. So dribble right side. It's going to go off the hands of Jonak and out of bounds. So Elm Creek with the turnover. 9-point game, 31-22. And Enix will not face any pressure until she gets across half court. There she's being picked up by Shelby Ferguson. And a bounce pass to the left side. Pass inside for Danny Jewett. And Jewett passed the ball out, but I think she might have been fouled before she got rid of the ball. Yeah, and so they're going to call a foul on her. She was not shooting, but that's now 10 team fouls on Elm Creek. And the first personal foul on Corinne Jonak. So the free throw up and good for Jewett as she makes the first of two. And they'll hand her the basketball once again. And this second one is just a little bit short. Elm Creek pulls down the rebound. Shelby Brown will outlet it after he got the rebound. Now they get it in the lane here for Sage Martin. Martin drives the baseline. Shot will not fall. Offensive rebound will not fall on the inside here for Shelby Brown. Brown lost it again, had her shot deflected. Finally rebounded out there by Beavers, and Beavers will pass it up ahead for Enix. Enix left-handed shot won't fall. Offensive rebound again for Enix, and now we got a foul called on the inside on that rebound. I'm not sure who they said went over whom's back. It's going to be a foul on Overton. Getting the rebound was Shelby Brown, and Brown now will be the one that goes to the free throw line as she was pushed in the back there by Danny Jewett, and that's going to be the third on her. Jewett's got three. Abby Miller has three here for Overton for the Buffaloes. Mackenzie Dale and Casey Sutherland also have three free throws. This will be a one and one, and it is up and good for Shelby Brown. So Brown will earn the bonus after she makes the first one, and it'll be 32-23, 9-point lead for the Eagles. As Overton's back to the free throw line. Excuse me, the Buffaloes are back to the free throw line. Second free throw is no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Alex Carlson. Carlson to Enix. Enix pass on the inside, and it's going to be tipped away. That'll be an Overton turnover. And the Buffaloes are on the run. They kick it up ahead for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson shut off. She gives it to the elbow for Shelby Brown. She'll kick it out. Open look here for Jonak, and she'll hit a three. And we got a timeout. Timeout on the court with 3:38 to go. A 30-second timeout called here by the Eagles of Overton, and they lead it 32-26. We're back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Manny.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. Overton with the timeout. They'll bring it in the offensive zone here. And on the dribble is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix just inside the three-point arc, misses the shot. Offensive rebound by Madison Beavers. Beavers lost the ball momentarily. But picking it up is going to be Enix. Enix will give it off to Beavers. Beavers back out to Enix. Enix will drive, take it off last. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Jonak. So Jonak is able to pull it down after Overton. Again, couldn't score on the inside. And another turnover here as Shelby Brown on the run. Just had it go off of her hip and out of bounds. So a six-point ball game. As Overton now will try to add to it. Bad pass, and it is going to be saved. Great hustle there by Alex Carlson, but into the hands of the Buffaloes. They get it up ahead here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson missed it. Now she gets the rebound. Loose ball on the inside, and another foul. A couple of offensive rebounds, and Corinne Jonak will head to the free throw line after she was able to pull down that rebound. And so she'll go to the free throw line. The foul on Alex Carlson is going to be her first. And Jonak will shoot two here. The first one's up and good. So she makes the first. And we'll have one more coming up here. She is a 64% free throw shooter. Second free throw in her hands, on the way, rolls around and is no good. And the rebound and a very quick outlet here by Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers gives it up left side. Alex Carlson on the drive. And Alex Carlson scoring here for Overton. Nice little drive. And now Overton losing the, excuse me, Elm Creek losing the ball inside. That's a turnover. Outlet pass to Enix. Enix will give it up ahead for Fisher. Fisher missed it. Enix is there. Has her shot blocked. Gets her own rebound. Going to drive. Going to take it off glass. Won't fall. And we got a foul on the rebound. Overton with a couple of opportunities in underneath. Couldn't quite get the shot to fall. And then they try to get the rebound, and they commit the foul. So Brown, who got the rebound, now will have a chance for a couple of shots here because that's now 10 team fouls on each team. So Brown at the line, free throw up and no good. She's been a rebounding machine here. She's got, I have her for 10 rebounds so far in the game. She missed the free throw here. Her second free throw is up and good. So it's now 34-28, 2:15 to go, 6-point lead for Overton, and they've got the basketball. Kinsey Enix off of the screen. Kicks left side. They enter it in the lane here for Addie Fisher. Fisher's pass goes off the hands of Beavers. Beavers now gives it inside for Addie Fisher. Fisher's shot no good, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by her. Trying to track it down was Alex Carlson. It might have been Carlson might have been the last to touch it, but she was just trying to get to the basketball. Sage Martin with the long pass is able to get it up here for Ferguson, who now hands it off for Brown. Brown on the dribble. Stops at the elbow. Now it's left side for Sage Martin, and we've got a turnover on Elm Creek as they drug a pivot foot there when they were trying to make the pass, and that'll be another Buffalo turnover. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach at Overton. Addie Fisher on the left side pulls the trigger on a quick jumper. Offensive rebound in underneath. Shot will not fall here for Mackenzie Beavers. And then the rebound is taken out by Jonak. Pass on the right side for Robbins. Robbins puts it over her head, gives it to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson has it slapped away by Kinsey Enix, and they'll work it back around the perimeter as Elm Creek maintains the possession. In the lane, Shelby Brown with a little runner, no good, gets her own rebound, is going to kick it out here for Jonak. Jonak's shot won't fall. Another rebound in underneath. That one's going to be pulled in by Sage Martin. Martin missed the shot. As they're tracking it down, it is off the Buffaloes and out of bounds. Well, neither team shooting exceptionally well here in the basketball game. Both teams shooting about 30%. Off a screen, Kinsey Enix will give it off on the left side. Addie Fisher, jumper no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And last touched by Alex Carlson, who was trying to track it down. So Elm Creek has it, 52 seconds to go before halftime. Full court pressure. Robbins has it. She'll hand it off here for Shelby Brown. Brown has a two-on-one opportunity. She'll float it right side. There's Jonak. Jonak for three, and she hits the three. And Corinne Jonak makes it a three-point ball game. She's got 12 in the game. Little spin move here for Kinsey Enix. Her jumper won't go. Rebound is taken out of there by Ferguson. Ferguson with 26 seconds left. Gives it off on the left side. A little runner, and Brown is blocked on the way to the basket. And we're going to have a foul called. So she's going to be getting a couple of free throws here as the shot would not go. I think they said the foul came before the shot anyway. But it's going to be two free throws here after the foul is whistled on Mackenzie Beavers. So Brown's free throw is up and a little bit short, as she'll miss the first of two. And the foul on Beavers, by the way, is her second. And second free throw here for Brown on the way, and it is up and good. 34-32, 20 seconds to go here before halftime. On the dribble, Kinsey Enix off of a screen, steps left side, nice pass on the baseline, giving it to Tara Lease, who checked in. Lease missed the shot, rebound over to Elm Creek. Elm Creek needs to hurry up here. They got 7 seconds left. They give it for Jonak on the right side. Jonak has used up her dribble. She'll get it off for Miller. Left side, quick jumper at the buzzer, no good for Sydney Martin, and we'll head to the locker rooms. Your score, 34-32. Overton with a two-point lead here in Elm Creek. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles. From Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. We're at halftime, where Overton leads in girls basketball 34-32. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Of course, one of the games that we're kind of had circled on our calendar for quite some time is the matchup between Elm Creek and Overton, which is probably going to be the regular season Fort Kearney Conference title game, if you will, as the two top seeds in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament getting together here. And Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach at Overton, kind enough to join us to kind of preview things here a little bit. And Coach, I appreciate the time coming in, both you guys coming in at 13-2. This is a game, I don't know how you feel about it, but we're really looking forward to tonight's game.
Well, I'm sure the fans are excited to see this. You know, Elm Creek and Overton are 8 miles apart. It's the regular rivalry game, I guess, if you will. It really doesn't matter what our records are. You say we're both 13-2. It wouldn't matter if we were 1-14 apiece, and it would still be a pretty good game usually. So I'm sure there will be a lot of fans out here wanting to see good basketball, and hopefully we can come out and do that for them tonight.
Well, I think there's always going to be interest in it, but the quality of the game, I really kind of anticipate being pretty high here. Both of you two teams really kind of like to like to go after each other. And I think people notice the number of points that you guys score, but a lot of times you guys end up scoring points, both of you, both Elm Creek and Overton, because your defense will really kind of get your offense set up.
Yeah, we want to establish defense, first of all, when we play against teams. And I know Elm Creek is the same way. They want to be better defensive team than they are offensive team. Defense is a consistent thing in any game that anybody's playing, and that's stuff that you can control. Offensively, not all the time you can't control what if the ball goes in the hole or not, but if you can play good consistent hard defense, you know, you're going to be in the game more than not. And both teams have been able to do that this year, and I'm sure tonight's going to be no different.
And again, both of you guys like to pressure the ball, so obviously handling that pressure is very instrumental. Talk a little bit about what you guys are wanting to do defensively, and then also when you face their pressure, how you're going to be able to handle that.
Well, first of all, defensively, we want to, you know, try to limit the outside shooting if we can at times. I know they got some guys that can knock the shots down. We want to limit the Johnson kid from dribble penetrating if we can. The big kids inside with Crowley and Bartling, you know, they're a load. Crowley's a very good player all around, not just a post player. You can go outside and knock the shots down, and Bartling, he's just a load inside, and we've got to be ready to just play good team defense against him and keep everybody in front of us and just move our feet and do that offensively against their pressure. You know, you have to just take care of the basketball. You got to, you know, come meet every pass. You got to make good, solid passes, not, you know, slow passes that can be tipped away or get stolen or whatnot. And you just have to take care of the basketball. We want to try to attack if we can on certain spots, if it's in transition or even on the half court set offensively. And that just, we play a little bit better when we are in an attack mode, I guess, if you will. So we'll see. I'm sure they're going to try to limit the stuff that we do, and we're just going to have to adjust to the game.
Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach at Overton, kind enough to join us here at halftime as the Overton girls are leading at the break 34-32. And again, Jay, breaking down some numbers, looking at the stats, and something that just kind of jumps out at me when you compare the two teams, both of you have three players that score double digits or right at double digits. So that's indicative that it doesn't really matter who has the hot hand. Both teams usually do a pretty good job of finding whoever that is.
Yeah, we've done it. I know, like you said, they have done it too. We got guys that we think that can score points. It's been pretty much the same guy. Tanner's been doing a pretty good job for us this year, consistently, probably more than the other guys have. But on any given night, it could be Caleb, it could be Creighton, it could be Hayden, it could be J.D. Callahan off the bench. You know, it could be Joel. You know, we have a lot of quality guys who can put the ball in a hole just as they do. You know, Johnson, for them, has scored a lot of points. Crowley, Bartling can go off at any time just because of his effectiveness. The Hubbard kid, the Frazier kid, when he comes in and shoots, you know, it's something that you have to be aware of during the game, because anybody at any time can put shots down. You can't just concentrate on two or three guys. You have to be ready to guard everybody the whole time.
Well, one last question. What do you really kind of see as a key element to tonight's game?
Just with anything, I think probably the more physical defensive team, guys who control the boards and less turnovers, is probably going to win the game tonight. You just have to be efficient on offense if you can. You know, patience, not getting too out of control either side. And, you know, hopefully we can be on that end of, you know, winning the rebounding edge and taking care of the basketball. And, you know, I think that goes a long way for either team. So we'll try to do the best we can with those.
Hey, Jay, appreciate the time, and best luck to you. We'll see you after the game.
All right, thank you, Randy. Thanks for the coverage.
Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach for Overton. The Lady Eagles right now leading in intermission 34-32. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers. We come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Overton Lady Eagles have a 34-32 lead here at intermission. You are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Elm Creek. And so far here in the first half, a great start to the game for Shelby Brown. Brown has 11 points, and I have her for 10 rebounds as well. Corinne Jonak, though, is the leading scorer. She's got 12 points here at intermission, including hitting three-pointers. Mackenzie Deo with 4 points. Sydney Martin with two. Anna Areta has two. And Hannah Robbins, one out of two from the free throw line. She has 1 point here at intermission. For the Overton Lady Eagles, they lead it here at intermission by a score of 34-32. They're being led by Kenzie Enix. She has 15 points and 3 rebounds. Addie Fisher with 7 points. Danny Jewett, 3. Abby Miller with 3. Alex Carlson with 2. Madison Beavers, 2. And Mackenzie Beavers also with 2 points. Your halftime score, 34-32. And we'll be back with Overton leading it when we come back right after this timeout.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. The Buffaloes back on defense because Overton, with that two-point lead, will have the basketball to start the third quarter here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Madison Beavers pass on the inside goes off the shoe tops of one of the Buffaloes and out of bounds. They were trying to make that pass from the high post down to the low, and it wasn't kicked out of bounds. It just went off the shoe top. So Kenzie Enix is going to just inbound it here. She's pressured by Hannah Robbins, and will throw it near the top of the circle here for Miller. They'll give it off right side here for Addie Fisher. Fisher gives it back out to the elbow for Beavers. Beavers' shot will not fall, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Addie Fisher. And Fisher has the ball taken away from her. She lost it on the inside, and Overton will turn it over. Well, they're going to say it's a held ball, but it's still going to be a turnover because Elm Creek has got the possession arrow pointing their direction. And so it's going to be Sutherland brings it in the offensive zone. They double-team her, and her pass nearly stolen by Enix, but on the run here is going to be Brown. Brown kicks the right side for Jonak. Jonak, three-pointer, is off the mark, no good. And the rebound tipped out, and the three-pointer, no, it's going to be a long deuce. It's just a two-point shot here for Mackenzie Deo, and Deo is able to make the putback. So nice job. As we're now tied at 34. Man driving, number 34 for Overton. Right-handed layup up and good for Madison Beavers. She caught it in the lane and was able to pivot and drive, knock it off glass. Nice little drive there for Beavers. Kick into the corner for Jonak. They'll shut her off. Jonak, nice pass on the inside. Shot a little bit too strong for Sutherland. Sutherland missed the shot, and the rebound taken out. Now they'll get it out for Jonak, and there's going to be a walk after that rebound was taken out by Mackenzie Deo. And Deo got the offensive rebound and dribbling through some traffic, just kind of got her feet tangled up as she was trying to jump stop. So that'll be a turnover here, and it's going to be Overton basketball. Enix slowly in the offensive zone, gives it for Beavers. Beavers' pass is stolen away, and then coming right back out with it is going to be Beavers. Beavers will try the layup. It's no good. Shot by Jewett will not fall, and we'll have the ball knocked loose as Shelby Brown had it momentarily. And it's going to be a hell ball. And they say it's going to be Overton ball. Yeah, that's what I had, because we had two hell balls and Overton started with the basketball. Yeah, so it should be Overton ball. Inbounds pass is tipped, knocked in the backcourt, wasn't controlled until they got it there. Kenzie Enix comes up with it. She'll pull the jumper. It's off left, no good. Rebound still being fought for. And finally coming out there with it is going to be Hannah Robbins. Robbins is able to get the rebound, and she'll kick it up ahead here for Deo. Deo follows Robbins across the timeline and will make the pass on the left wing here for Sutherland. Sutherland gives it on the baseline for Brown. Brown, a little jumper up, no good. And snagging the rebound here is going to be Jewett. So Jewett's able to pull down the bound, gives it for Kenzie Enix. Enix, top of the circle, kicks it off left side, passes deflected. But coming up with it is going to be Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers gives it on the inside. Shot is going to be blocked here by Deo. Ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Elm Creek. A lot of contact. The officials have really kind of let them play, and both teams still got in the double bonus fairly early in the second quarter to give you an idea of just kind of how physical this game has been. On the right side, Miller will try the jumper here for Overton. Missed the shot, but she's able to track down her own rebound. And the long outlet pass now is going to be turned over. As an errant pass there. So Elm Creek facing some pressure, but Cassie Sutherland, nice job dribbling through it, has it across the timeline. Her pass is deflected and then stolen away. Miller makes the steal. As Elm Creek turns it over. That was good defense there, though, by Abby Miller. Enix passes it on the inside. Shot up, no good. Hanging on the rim here for Miller. Can't get the shot to fall. And the rebound out of there by Shelby Brown. So Brown brings it in the offensive zone herself, and she'll get the ball out for Sage Martin. Martin's going to penetrate a little bit. Kick it back out here for Brown. And she'll give on the right side here for Deo. Deo lost it, now gets it back. Kicks it right side for Martin, and back around the perimeter we go. Sutherland's got it, working against Kenzie Enix. Nice little jump stop, and the shot pass inside. Hannah Robbins missed the shot, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Robbins, who was trying to get the offensive rebound. And again, both teams have kind of struggled a little bit from the field. Overton is 13 of 47, and I've got Elm Creek being 11 of 31. So a lot of shots. But both teams not exactly lighting it up. And as soon as I say that, a three-pointer that's an air ball here for Kenzie Enix. And it goes out of bounds. Tried to pull the trigger real quick and hoping to have some contact, and never came. Shelby Brown after the inbounds brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Robbins. Now the skip pass right side. They'll get it to Deo. Deo lost the basketball. And coming up with it is going to be Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers gives it up ahead for Enix. Enix, great pass inside. Shot by Jewett, no good. And Jewett's able to pull down the rebound. She kicks it out, and the jumper is going to be up and good on the left wing here by Madison Beavers. So Beavers is able to hit the shot. And now in transition, they're going to kick right side is Elm Creek. They give it for Jonak. Jonak shot, no good. But we've got a foul, as Jonak was hit after the shot, but it's kind of that continuation, and she's going to be going to line for a couple of free throws here. Boxing her out and committing the foul is going to be Addie Fisher. And for Fisher, that is going to be her second foul. And they're discussing whether or not that was after the fact or shooting, and they've changed their mind. It's not going to be free throws. It's going to be an inbounds, and Jonak is going to fire a three on the inbounds, and she's going to nail it. Corinne Jonak strokes in the three-pointer, and Elm Creek has cut the lead down to one. And we're going to have a foul on the body against Elm Creek. That's going to be on Deo. That is going to be her fourth. So she's got four. And they'll inbound it to the elbow. And it's an air ball with the quick little jumper. Deo is able to pull down the rebound. She gives it out for Shelby Brown. Brown had the ball knocked down right back into her. And a lot of the Overton folks thought that was maybe a travel, but it had already left her, so it wasn't a travel. And then the next pass was knocked out of bounds by Overton. So it's going to remain with Elm Creek. And that Overton defense has been pretty good. Shelby Brown across the timeline. Stops at the elbow. They'll kick it down here for Sutherland. Sutherland, top of the circle. She'll drive, find some space in the lane. 15-foot jumper is no good. And Jewett is able to pull down the rebound after the Elm Creek miss, and now we got a whistle. as we're going to have a hold called on Elm Creek. I think that's going to be on Brown. Yes, it is, and that's going to be the third on Shelby Brown. So that's her third foul. There's a lot of foul trouble out there that when we get a chance, we'll discuss. And now another foul whistled on Hannah Robbins as Robbins commits the foul against Kenzie Enix. Three fouls whistled against Elm Creek so far here in the second half as a team. Sage Martin's going to check in. Cassie Sutherland is going to come out as Sutherland was issued that foul. That is her fourth. I thought they were going to give that one to Brown, but they gave it to Sutherland. That's her fourth foul. On the right side, Madison Beavers throws it to the elbow. That's Addie Miller. Miller jumper no good, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be Miller trying to get the ball back. And that is going to be her fourth personal foul. So she's got four. And as we mentioned, Dayo and Sutherland both has four for Elm Creek. Elm Creek breaks the pressure. They pass it up ahead, wide open, and underneath is going to be Sage Martin, and Martin's going to lay it up and in. They pressured in the backcourt, and they were able to make that long outlet pass, and now we got a timeout for Overton. Elm Creek with a 39-38 lead with 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now it's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Overton will inbound the basketball. Alex Carlson brings it across the timeline. And cycling through is going to be Kenzie Enix. They'll give it off on the right side here for Beavers. And we've got a foul away. Nope, it's going to be a three-second violation on Overton. So that'll be a turnover on the Eagles. So tossing in the ball here is going to be Shelby Brown. And they break it up ahead. Long pass up to Jonak. Jonak is shut off. And they'll set up the half-court offense. Robbins has it. Gives it right side for Jonak. She's picked up defensively by Addie Fisher. Back around to Robbins. Robbins gives it. Penetration here by Sage Martin. And Martin's heading to the free throw line and she was fouled. Pretty good position there by Addie Fisher. But Fisher is going to be called for the block on the body. And so two free throws coming up here for Sage Martin. And Martin has the ball in her hands, takes her time at the free throw line. It's a little bit too strong and off the mark. Hits the back of the iron and bounces out of there. Martin on the season, a 61% free throw shooter. She's 14 of 23 at the line heading into that free throw attempt. Her second one here is on the way. And it is good. She looked like a 61% free throw shooter there. 40-38, two-point lead here for Elm Creek. Lady Buffalo's 9-6 coming in. Overton 11-5. Kenzie Enix nearly had it stolen away. Beavers came up with it. Beavers put up a wild shot in transition. She was starting to lose the ball, and she ends up throwing it out of bounds. Had it stuffed back at her, and she was looking to pass and wasn't sure where she was going to throw it, so she just put up a wild shot. Jonak will fire the three-pointer on that left side in transition. Shot won't fall. And the rebound tipped around. Beavers pulled down the rebound. And then the long outlet pass is going to be knocked away. Last touch, though, by the Eagles. And so that will be an Overton turnover. So Beavers came away with the rebound, but then the turnover. So Elm Creek with the basketball. On the bounce here is Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson's picked up by Jewett as they're going man-to-man right now. Robbins will get it inside. A little ball fake here by Ferguson. Ferguson trying to kick it back out. It's on the ground, and it's going to be a turnover. Going down to get it was Ferguson, but Ferguson just end up kind of rolling with it, and that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. So minute and a half to go here, third quarter, 40-38. Overton is down by two. And on the bounce is going to be Enix. Enix gets it back after passing it away, throws it in the lane. That's going to be another turnover on Overton. And on the way back, Brown couldn't control her feet, and she turns the ball over. So both teams really battling defensively, and it's turned into quite a few turnovers. 16 turnovers unofficially for Elm Creek, and 15 here for Overton. So Kinsey Enix on the dribble. Gave it away. They'll give it off here for Jewett. Jewett's going to drive the lane. Got a nice pass on the baseline, and she's heading to the free throw line. They dumped it in the corner on the baseline. Jewett just kept right on going, and she was hit on the arm, and the foul is whistled on Anna. It's on Jonak, and for Jonak, that's going to be her second foul. Free throw is up and good. So one more free throw coming up here for Danny Jewett. Jewett makes the first, and now back of the iron, no good. And she gets her own rebound, but then the outlet pass, it's going to be turned over. So here comes the Buffaloes on the dribble, little floater, jump right side, Ferguson, shot, no good. Rebound to Beavers. Beavers is on the run here, and they'll get it up ahead to Enix. Enix can't hit the shot, and the rebound is taken out by Jonak. And now it's Brown being pressured. She gives it to Jonak. Jonak on the right side. She has it in the offensive zone. 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They give it to Sage Martin. Martin jumper rolls around up and good, and she's fouled. Sage Martin with a nice little touch shot there, and she will go to the free throw line trying to finish off a three-point play as she was hit on the arm with 32 seconds to go in the quarter. And for Madison Beavers, that is going to be her third foul. So the free throw, up and good. So the three-point play is up and good for Sage Martin. Nice play there. 26 seconds left. Kinsey Enix in transition hits a three-pointer top of the key. Kinsey Enix strokes in the three-pointer. And the ball was rolling away, so they blow the whistle so they can track down the ball and stop the clock with 21 seconds to go. And Elm Creek can run the baseline and do to inbound it, facing some pressure. They get it to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson across the timeline, 16 seconds left. They get it at the elbow. There's Shelby Brown, and Brown will score from 15 feet away. 8 seconds left. Kinsey Enix dribbles behind the back, stops top of the key. Long deuce, no good. Rebound is on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball with 1 second left. And the basketball will go to Elm Creek, who has to go the length of the court and score with exactly 1 second left on the clock. So that'll be an Overton turnover, but not a bad one because they inbound it and they can't get anything done. So we'll head to the fourth quarter with your score. Elm Creek 45, Overton 42. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Well, real quick, some statistics for you. From the field, Overton is 15 of 55, and Elm Creek is 15 of 37. So 18 more shots here for Overton because they're really winning the rebounding margin by about 7 and the turnover margin by about 3. Kinsey Enix has the basketball to get things started here. She'll kick it right side for Addie Fisher. Fisher on the dribble and away from the ball. We're going to have a hold that's called on Hannah Robbins. Robbins was trying to stop Kinsey Enix from making a cut. And so she's going to be called for the foul. That is going to be her third. And so they'll inbound it here for Kinsey Enix. Enix, again, working against Robbins, will spin, shoot. It's an air ball. that's going to be pulled out of there by Jonak. So Jonak snags the bound. And the pass goes through the hands of one of her teammates up court, and it's going to be a turnover here for Elm Creek. So somewhat unfortunate there. It's just one of those, you take your eyes off of it, and it goes through your hands. You know what? We'll see that in the Super Bowl on Sunday. So it happens to everybody. Drive on the left side. Shelby Brown is able to come up with the block, and then she's able to come up with the basketball. Pass knocked down by Kinsey Enix, and Enix is going to be able to make the steal here. Nice job there by Enix with the steal. She'll let everybody clear, and they'll bring it slowly up court here. So they'll work around the perimeter. They give it up on the left wing. Now Madison Beavers is going to drive. She has it deflected by Shelby Brown. The loose ball is going to be picked up by Miller, and going after that loose ball and then jumping on is Mackenzie Deo, and Deo traveled with it. She landed and rolled over, and so couldn't quite make the turnover. She couldn't quite finish that steal, so Overton's going to maintain possession here. Enix in the offensive zone, off of a screen, gives it left side for Madison Beavers. Beavers, they're leaving her alone, but she'll snap it out here to Fisher, and Fisher, jumper in the lane, is up and good. Nice pass from Beavers to Fisher, who will then hit about a 15-foot jumper. Shelby Brown on the run. Kicks on the right side. There's Jonak open for the jumper. It's up and good. She drains the three. And the lead back out to four here for Elm Creek. So Kinsey Enix on the bounce. Top of the circle. Kicks left wing. There's Madison Beavers. Quick jumper. No good. Rebound in underneath. That's going to be Sutherland for Elm Creek as she pulls down the rebound. In the offensive zone, still dribbling with it is going to be Sutherland, and we got a timeout for the Eagles with 6:03 to go here in the basketball game. They lead it 48-44. They'll inbound it on their end of the court. We come back after this one-minute timeout.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney, Elm Creek with the basketball. And they're running a little weave play right now. Hannah Robbins has it, gives it off on the left side. There's Sutherland. Sutherland stops at the elbow, gets it right back out here for Deo. Deo's going to split the defenders, drive all the way in, miss the left-handed layup. And the rebound is taken out of there by the Eagles. On the run here is going to be Beavers. And Beavers all the way down had the ball knocked out of bounds, and she turned it over. So Beavers, trying to maybe make a little bit too much happen, ends up turning over the basketball. Inbounded to Sutherland. She's in trouble in the corner, and Overton bailed her out, reaching in. That's either going to be on Jewett or Enix. They both reached in there, and they're going to call the foul here on Danny Jewett. That'll be her fourth. So, again, Overton will pressure it, but handling it right now is Sutherland. She brings in the offensive zone. They try to trap off that first pass, and when it didn't happen, they were able to break it easily. Left side, here's Deo for three, and she hits it. Mackenzie Deo just kind of coming up from the bottom, got the catch, squared up, and shot a three-pointer. Kind of surprised everybody, including the radio guy. 51-44 here in the lane, pass to Jewett. Jewett has her shot blocked by Sutherland, and it goes out. They kick it inside. Entry pass, bucket good for Abby Miller. And Miller now will try to finish a three-point play. What a great pass as Beavers was able to track down that ball, and she snapped it inside. And the foul is going to be whistled on Jonak. That is going to be her third. So she's got three and a chance to finish off the three-point play here for Abby Miller. Miller's free throw, back of the iron, and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Shelby Brown. So Brown with the bound, and she'll get the basketball to Sutherland. Brings it across the timeline. Pass on the left side. It's going to off the hands of Sydney Martin. Martin was already starting to cut in when the bounce pass came, so the pass ended up being behind her. She got a hand on it, but it still went out of bounds. 4:49 to go here in regulation. A five-point lead for Elm Creek, but Overton has the basketball. 51-46. Enix will kick on the right wing here for Madison Beavers. He gives it off on that left side. There's Carlson on the drive, and Carlson's heading to the line as she was fouled on the way to the basket. And that foul on Jonak is going to be her fourth. Why not? Everybody else is in foul trouble. And the free throw was up and good here for Carlson. So she makes the first of two. 51-47, four-point lead for Elm Creek in the second free throw. Cuts into that lead just a little bit. It's now 51-48. Sutherland being double-teamed, but she's able to get it to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson across the timeline here for Elm Creek. 4.5 to go. Bounce pass left side for Robbins. Robbins gets it in the lane. Brown's going to drive. Finds an open area. Banks it up and in. Shelby Brown finding a open area. Drove a little bit. Backed up. Not exactly a fadeaway shot because she went straight up with it. But she created a nice little space and was able to back it in from about 12 feet away. From the left elbow, here's Abby Miller. Miller's jumper is no good. Rebound by Jonak. And then it's stolen on the inside by Jewett. And then a foul. Beavers was able to pull down the rebound, and now she'll head to the free throw line as she was fouled. So a couple of rebounds after a couple of misses, and now the foul on Brown, which is her fourth. The free throw was up and good. So Jewett shooting two, makes the first. And that second free throw is also good. 53-50, 4 minutes to go. Steal? Nope, they ran out of room. They have to give it back to the Buffaloes, and across the timeline is Ferguson. It was stolen momentarily by Beavers, but Beavers going out of bounds and had to save it, and she saved it right into the hands of the Buffaloes. Brown in the lane, has it stolen away. With the steal is Miller. Miller passes it up ahead to Enix, and it's knocked out of bounds as Overton is able to make the steal. But they have yet to cash in on it as hustling defense will knock the ball out of bounds. And now the Eagles will inbound on the baseline. Checking in for the Buffaloes is going to be Mackenzie Deo with 3:42 to go here, fourth quarter, 53-50. And off of a double screen, they get it top of the key. A three-pointer for Enix to tie. No good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That is going to be going against Overton. I think that's going to go on Alex Carlson. They're going to say it's a foul. The ball went loose. They're going to say it just went out of bounds. So Elm Creek's got it. Deo in the offensive zone gives it right side for Jonak. She'll fire three. No good. Rebound tipped around and coming up with it. The putback is up and good for Shelby Brown. So Brown is able to make the putback. And now Enix in transition. She's going to fire the three. No good. Rebound by Deo. Deo will give it up ahead and across the timeline to Sutherland. They double-team her, and we've got a timeout or a foul. It's going to be a foul that's whistled on Overton. Again, Jewett and Enix were right there, and that's going to be a foul whistled on Danny Jewett. And for Jewett, that is her fifth personal foul. So she is the first, and I don't think she'll be the last, to foul out of this basketball game. Because each team has at least two other players in a situation where they could commit a foul, including all the starters for Elm Creek. So Hannah Robbins gets the inbounds. 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. And she'll give it left side for Cassie Sutherland. Entry pass on the inside, knocked loose. Coming up with it is going to be Kenzie Enix. Enix with the steal. Enix lost the ball, and now we're going to have a kick. It's going to be whistled on Kenzie Enix. That was not intentional. I don't think it was a kick. She just lost the ball. It was rolling on the ground. Her foot ran into it, but she didn't kick it. In any event, we're going to have a timeout here for Overton with 2:54 to go. They trail it 55-50. About 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Eagles. We're back right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central. Cardi.
Ball inbounded for Shelby Brown. Brown is able to bring it up court, kicking in the corner. Jonak will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound still being fought for. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Hannah Robbins. Robbins gets the rebound, and now another timeout here by the Buffaloes with 2:42 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back in 30 seconds.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back, 55-50. Elm Creek with a five-point lead. Both teams, by the way, a couple timeouts left here if they need it. And Elm Creek's just going to toss the basketball in to Deo. Deo brings across the timeline, off of the screen, takes it all the way to the baseline. Extra bounce pass, shot up, and good! Great design there as Jonak is able to score and give the assist on that nice little drive. So here comes Kinsey Enix. Enix is going to kick it off right side for Madison Beavers. They get it at the high post. With it is Mackenzie Beavers. Mackenzie has the ball knocked loose, and they're going to call a foul. And so Mackenzie Beavers will be going to the free throw line here. And the foul is going to be whistled on Cassie Sutherland. And for Sutherland, that is going to be her fifth personal foul. So she's out of the ball game, and to the free throw line is going to go Mackenzie Beavers. And Beavers will have a 1-and-1 here. And so Beavers at the line, 1 of 12 from the free throw line so far coming into action this weekend. That would make her an 8% free throw shooter. Just her 13th free throw attempt of the season. This up high and good. That'll earn her the bonus. Hit the back of that iron, but had a nice soft touch to it as it really died on the iron itself and then was able to roll in. Second free throw and up and good. So that'll improve that percentage dramatically. Shelby Brown with the basketball brings in the offensive zone, and they're going to slow it down here with 2:12 to go. On the dribble is Jonak. Jonak is going to be fouled on that left side. So that's going to be a nice little reach. And it'll be a 1-and-1. So for the Buffaloes, at the line is going to be Jonak, and she is a 64% free throw shooter. And her free throw, the front end of the 1-and-1, is up and good. The foul, by the way, was called on Addie Fisher, and that is the fourth foul on her. So the second free throw here for Jonak, up and good. So she hits both ends of the 1-and-1, and it's a seven-point ball game with 2 minutes to go and a little change. Kinsey Enix will pass it right side. It's going to be deflected and out of bounds. Shelby Ferguson last to touch it. So the Eagles, needing a bucket, will inbound it on their own baseline. Addie Miller triggers it in, tipped around, and stolen out of there. Ferguson with the steal gets it up ahead here for Deo. Deo stops on the baseline, little jumper up and good. So Deo was able to finish off the steal and then hit the little jumper as the defense Well, overplayed it. And now in transition, a three-pointer up and good for Kinzie Enix. That's exactly what Overton needed. Six-point ball game. Splitting the defense of Shelby Brown. Jonak has it across the timeline. And she has it knocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Beavers. So that'll stop the clock with a minute 27 to go. 61-55. Still plenty of time for both of these two teams. Overton does not have to hit the panic button just yet. Robbins to inbound. She gets it to Deo. Deo's going to give it back out for Shelby Ferguson. Back out for Jonak. Jonak kicks left wing here for Shelby Brown. Brown, and she's going to be fouled by Madison Beavers. So Madison Beavers will commit the foul. And that is going to be her fourth. And to the line to shoot a one and one is going to be Shelby Brown. And the free throw is up and no good. Coming out with the rebound is going to be Kinzie Enix. Enix with a little spin move. Shot won't fall, but she'll head to the free throw line. So she'll go to the line and have two shots here because that's now 10 fouls against Elm Creek. And that is the fourth foul on Hannah Robbins. And the free throw is up and good. I misspoke earlier. Robbins only had three when I said she had four. Enix hits the free throw, and it's 61-56. Second free throw for Enix. Back the iron, no good. Rebound is going to be tied up, or is there going to be a foul called? The rebound went to Mackenzie Deo, and Deo went down to the ground, and they're going to say that she was fouled by Abby Miller. And for Miller, that is her fifth personal foul. So she's out of the ball game. And now all eyes directed toward the free throw line here, as Mackenzie Deo will have front end of a one and one. And it is back the iron, no good. And on the ground with the rebound is going to be Overton. Getting the rebound there was Addie Fisher, but Fisher fell down, had nowhere to go with it. They were eventually able to tie up the basketball, but the possession arrow pointing to Elm Creek. Excuse me, to Overton. So Overton brings in the offensive zone. Kinzie Enix, three-pointer in transition. Shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson able to snag the bound, facing some pressure, gets it up ahead here for Sage Martin. Martin through a double team, loses the basketball, has to tip it forward. So here comes Overton. They get it up ahead to Kinzie Enix. Enix will lay it up and in, and we've got a timeout here for the Eagles. 42.3 to go. They've made it a one-possession ball game. Elm Creek leads it 61-58. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Elm Creek handling the pressure. They get it across the timeline. They get it to Shelby Ferguson, and then Ferguson is going to be fouled here. So she's the one that's going to be heading to the free throw line with 33.5 to go. And the reach is going to be on Alex Carlson. And that is just her second foul. So both teams now in the double bonus. So this will be two free throws coming up here for Ferguson. And the first one is up and good. So Ferguson makes the free throw. That will make your score 62-58. So it's a two-possession game. Second free throw on the way. That one is an air ball. So now Overton will inbound it. Elm Creek's going to drop back and just pick up the defense at half court. And on the dribble here is going to be Addie Fisher. Fisher gives it to Kinsey Enix. Enix will fire a long jumper. No good. Rebound pulled in by Elm Creek as Jonak was able to pull down that rebound. And now she'll be the one that goes to the free throw line. After that defensive rebound, they had to foul her immediately to stop the clock. And we'll go to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. And so it's going to be Jonak, who is a 64% free throw shooter, who will have two free throws. It's already a two-possession game. And the free throw is up, back the iron, and no good. So she misses the first. Score remains 62-58. Second free throw on the way. Back the iron, no good. And the rebound to the Overton. Snagging the bound is Mackenzie Beavers. They give it to Enix. Enix will fire a long jumper. It's up, no good. Tipped out here to Carlson. And Carlson will pass it around the perimeter, and we've got a foul. As they kicked it out. And so Madison Beavers, with the clock turned off, will go to the free throw line, and she will hit two. She'll shoot two free throws as Shelby Ferguson whistled for her first foul. And the free throw is no good. Boy, if you're Overton, anytime you get a chance to score some points, you're going to have to get it done. And Beavers, a 68% free throw shooter. Second free throw, and that one, too, is no good. Rebound by Brown. Brown pass up ahead. It's a three-on-one now for Elm Creek. They're going to slow it down with 7 seconds left. Just holding the ball is going to be Deo, and then Deo is going to be fouled. And Elm Creek is feeling it. After that rebound by Brown, the long outlet pass, the foul, by the way, committed by Madison Beavers, and that is going to be her fifth personal foul. And with 5 seconds to go, it's a four-point lead right now for Elm Creek, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Deo. Deo got in foul trouble early and is still in the ball game. Her free throw here is up and good. Deo now with 12 points in the game. And we've got a timeout here for Elm Creek. 5 seconds to go. They lead at 63-58. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, Deo has a dozen in the basketball game. She's got one more free throw coming up here, but the most important thing is on the scoreboard, where right now Elm Creek is leading Overton 63-58. And one more free throw coming up here for Deo. It is on the way. It is back of the iron and no good. And we got a foul on the rebound that was pulled out by Jonak. And Jonak, I don't know what that whistle was for. I think they're going to call that a hell ball, and the possessional arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. I thought it was a foul, but Robbins is going to inbound it, and they get it inside for Brown. Brown shot, no good. Rebound taken out there by Shannon Callahan, and that's going to do it. Your final score, 63-58, a nice five-point win here for Elm Creek. Lady Buffaloes are now 10-6 on the season. Overton falls to 11-6. On the year. 5-point win here for Elm Creek on their home floor. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
going to Bowling and Central 3. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Lady Buffaloes with a 63-58 win over Overton. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check some statistics for you. First of all, we'll just take a look at team numbers right now. Very even in terms of rebounds. 42 rebounds for Overton unofficially at Elm Creek with 41 turnovers. Overton turned the ball over 16 times, 27 turnovers for Elm Creek, but Overton did not shoot the ball very well at all, and that's one of the reasons why they fall on the road here, 58-63. But as usual, they were led tonight by Kinsey Enix. Enix finished with 24 points on the night and 4 rebounds. Addie Fisher had 9, Danny Jewett with 6, Madison Beavers 6, Abby Miller with 5, Alex Carlson 4, and Mackenzie Beavers with 4 points in the game. Unofficially from the field, they were 19 of 68. That's a lot of shots, 19 of 68. So they're a little bit less than 28% in the game. And unofficially from behind the three-point arc, they were 2 of 8 from the free throw line, 18 of 27. So they did shoot pretty well there, 67%. Very good shooting percentage from the free throw line in high school basketball. Meanwhile, for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, who do pick up the win here, 63-58, again the final, they were led tonight by Corinne Jonak. Jonak finished with 22 points on the night, including hitting 5 three-pointers. So she had 22. Shelby Brown with 17 points. Mackenzie Deo with 12. Sage Martin had 6. Sydney Martin had 2. Anna Areta with 2. And Hannah Robbins with 2 points. Shelby Brown had 16 rebounds. And Jonak, unofficially, she finished with 10 rebounds. So a double-double for both Brown and Jonak. Unofficially, shooting from the field, 21 of 48, so they shot about 44% from the field. That's pretty solid. And unofficially, I had them being 6 of 12 from behind three-point line, so shooting 50% from three-point range. And now Elm Creek has improved the record now to 10 and 6 on the season. Overton now is 11 and 6 on the year. And coming up next for both of these two teams, obviously, will be the conference tournament on the girls' side. And so that means Elm Creek, the number 4 seed, they will be taking on Sumner Eddyville Miller 6 o'clock Monday at Wilcox. And for Overton, they're the number 2 seed as they'll take on the winner of tomorrow's Loomis-Axtell game. That game will be Monday. Either Loomis or Axtell will travel to Overton Monday to take on the Eagles at 7:30. Once again, your final 63-58, a 5-point win here for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. We're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so, and we'll be back with coverage of the game that we're really looking forward to. We've had this one circled on the calendar for quite some time. The top two teams in the Fort Kearney Conference, Overton at 13-2, Elm Creek at 13-2. We're going to settle the Fort Kearney Conference regular season title right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And we'll begin our pregame in about 10 minutes right here from Elm Creek. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Join us then.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.